Come 21st July, this podcast should be completely redundant. I'm struggling very hard to have it enjoy as long as a shelf life it can have. I have been toying with the idea. Someone has taken it up to release it on the media in a very big way. If language has anything to do with science, then it is the best key to win freedom, not a political one. I mean the self-determination. The freedom to exercise the right choice that one our modern civil societies advocates us for. I am Professor Prithviraj here with another usual podcast to have you know something that is lesser known but is important to know based on documents, facts and research. Just because learning English opens up the world of latest scientific knowledge, our academic systems encourages to be proficient in it. Knowledge is power. With power comes option. With options comes the will to choose. When we can choose on our own, we feel free. English helps us break into the competitive world of jobs and business. So we, including myself and all those continuing so far, are fortunate to be dabbled into it. Knowing English gives us the access to the key that has the capacity to unlock the truth. That's the privilege you and I enjoy. Now, if the critical knowledge that you are seeking is not available in English, but in some nondescript foreign language, what do you do? Pick up a new language? The key to discovering the missing link to atomic explosion was not available in English in the first half of the last century. So what language was it in? Latin? No. German? No. French? No. Chinese? Oh, Japanese? Mm-mm. Sanskrit. Atomic research in Sanskrit? Nah. I always said my podcast is based on fact. There is no exception. Hang on, please. There is no exception in this also. Growing up in the US, when you see that the best of atomic research knowledge you are seeking is with the University of UK, what do you do? Well, go for scholarship to study at Cambridge? Good. What if at the height of your research, after reading all of the sciences of atomic reaction available in Cambridge, you are not able to explain how to ignite an atom bomb at the greatest universities of the world? What do you do? Give up and somehow manage to pass? A PhD you get? PhD is the key to your career? I would have done that. Maybe many of you, not to lose out on that profession of professorship. He was not a simple academician. He was seeking the truth. At any corner, it is found. And any source that can have a glint of promise on him to explain the question he is looking out for, to ignite the challenging mind first. He was a seeker. What if at this stage, as a best promising scientist at Cambridge, you find whatever your knowledge has provided, your wisdom has provided in English, you have gobbled up. There is no more. And a distant language offers to help you solve the mystery. That's a promise that distant language ignites in you. What would you do? Julius Robert Oppenheimer, or simply Oppenheimer, as he is better known in the scientific and the political world. He was not an ordinary seeker to fill the maze of rabbit hole is for the next researcher to waste time on. Julius Robert Oppenheimer found the promise light in the scriptures in Sanskrit. And what he did after that was quite abominable for the conservative society of that time. He picked up the language, and the foremost rabbit hole he set on to interpret was no ordinary book. It was the Bhagavad Gita. Those who are hanging on may possibly verify on 21st July at the film theaters. Language gave him the power to unlock the forgotten and much ignored relevant interpretation of quantum physics. The views shared in the Upanishad and Vedas not only inspired him to connect the dots of his academic pursuit, but powered him to ignite the first atom bomb along with fellow scientists like Einstein, Niels Bohr, and finally, they blasted the bomb on 16th of July, 1945. He was so impressed by the wisdom of the ancient scriptures that he had a voice bite of the ancient wisdom in Sanskrit that had been synonymous with the blaze of atomic explosion. Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds. Although misunderstood by the masses at that time, the correct interpretation lies with Oppenheimer, which would likely be put forth in the right way from his perspective in the intended manner after 78 years by Mr. Nolan on 21st of July 2023 in the theaters. He says, as everyone is awestruck by the explosion, and I quote, "We knew the world would not be the same. A few people laughed. A few people cried. Most people were silent. I remember the line from the Hindu scriptures, the Bhagavad Gita. Vishnu is trying to persuade the prince that he should do his duty, and to impress him, takes on his multi-armed form and says, 'Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.' I suppose we all had thought that, one way or other. Indeed, the world was not the same thereafter. A new world order came in place soon after the atomic bomb explosion snatched away the hegemony of the expansionist Japan and the Holocaust of the Nazis. A new power was born. Some interpreted the cruel angle to it, some the power to transform. Whatever way you do, the seeker never stopped. The curiosity of learning the language gave impetus to renew connection with our ancient past, largely forgotten scriptures. If you are a seeker, you pick up a language to get a job merely. You pick up a language to unravel the mystery, to satiate your inquisitiveness. Correct? Language is the connector of one mind to another, verbal and nonverbal ways. Language is the connector of a mind in an individual, conscious to subconscious. Language is the connector of a mind of the lost generation to the future. Language is the connector of our mind of one civilization to another. Language would be the connector of our mind of our civilization to the aliens. Language skills help. Arm yourself with the keys. University education is just the starting point of our seeking. Oppenheimer's famous line, "As you escape your academic pursuit," is very important here, as much as it is for me to have you hone in. No man should escape our university without knowing how little he knows. Thank you.